And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
I'm talking with Greg Pereira, and he is the president of COCC. And do you have any tips for anybody that's considering enrolling, or maybe they've taken some time off of school and maybe want to get back in? How do you have any sort of...
Oh, absolutely. So it happens all the time that people want to go back to school, but they're not sure what that starting point is, or it just gets intimidating. You know, you go to fill out the application, and like, applications in higher ed are lengthier. It needs more information. But you just got to jump in with both feet. You know, there's a saying, right? The best time to start was yesterday. The next best time is today. I think the same is true with education. If you're interested in pursuing a college degree, a trade certification, adult learning, you know, a GED, English language proficiency, you got to just make the decision and come down to one of our campuses. There are so many people that are there to help. And that's the other funny thing. I think when people think they're going to step on a college campus, it's like, I don't want to bug anyone. We love that. Just roam into any building you can find, and there will be someone there that wants to help you, that wants to support you in that journey. And the other piece of advice I give everyone when it comes to higher education, there's this thing called imposter syndrome. You know that term, Sergio?
Yes.
Okay. So people start college, they show up, and they feel like everybody knows what they're doing except for me.
Yep.
I'm the imposter. But if everybody feels like the imposter, no one is the imposter.
Right.
No one knows what they're doing. That's completely normal. I didn't know what I was doing at every stage of higher education. It takes time and practice. So even if your initial feelings when you step on that campus or when you go online to look at programs is, this isn't for me, or I'm too far behind, or I can't start over, everybody feels that way. It's completely normal. You should absolutely keep moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. I know when I registered too, I was definitely intimidated because I took like 3 or 4 years after high school to get back into it.
And yeah,
that was definitely one of those things I felt. But I do remember they had the big meeting before everything. And
orientation.
And it was very helpful. It definitely made me feel way more welcome going in, because at first, like, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, this is, it's, the buildings are all spread out. And I was like, oh, I'll get lost. But once I did the orientation, it made everything way easier. And that's one
great
thing that COCC, I did recognize, because I also went to school in Nevada. And it didn't seem as helpful.
I think you're absolutely right. COCC does a really good job. I always like to talk about my first week on a university campus. So, like, I didn't come from a college-going family, per se. You know, like, I was, I think, the first to leave home and go to a university. And so I show up on campus, and I thought to myself, like, I should have a schedule, you know, something that shows all my classes and where they are. And I don't have one of those. Like, where do I get one? And I walk over to this big campus map, and this is in Southern California. And I'm like, where do you go to get a schedule? And there's all these words that made no sense. You know, 68 options, words I've never even seen before in my life. And I later found out, after going to a bunch of different places, the actual answer I was looking for was the undergraduate office of the registrar.
Wow.
Like, how would anyone ever know that that's where you go for a schedule? Like, I didn't even know that was a real word.
Yep.
So we try and do a really good job at COCC of making it accessible and more straightforward for students. Like, there are people there to walk you through every step of the way. You're not alone on a giant campus trying to decipher a map that makes no sense. Like, we're really here to help people. It's what we're all about.
Well, if anybody wanted to get any sort of information about enrollment or registering for classes, or maybe speaking with somebody, who they get a hold of?
Yeah, COCC.edu, COCC.edu is the best place to start. It's the college's website. You can get information about all of our branch campuses, all of our programs, online offerings. And again, we also do adult basic skills, so GED test prep and English as a second language. So there's a ton that's available, community education courses, culinary. That's a really good place to start to learn about the exciting things going on in our community and just to see how COCC can help support you in your own educational journey.
There you go. Well, thank you very much. That's Greg Pereira. He is the president over at COCC. Do you have anything else before we get out of here?
No, thanks, Sergio. Appreciate the conversation.
No problem. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.